Here in Washington, the president and Congress will be negotiating to avoid another shutdown over a wall at the southern border. Well, down at the border in El Paso yesterday, hundreds of residents took to the streets to protest more physical barriers along the edge of that city. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
An Aztec dancer in a feathered headdress blew into a coral-colored conch. Families waving American flags marched behind him, some wearing T-shirts that said, "Resist the Wall." They marched with their dogs and toddlers, chanting in both Spanish and English. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, the freshman Democrat who represents El Paso, kicked off the protest by shouting into a bullhorn. Escobar denounces the Trump administration's immigration policy for using, quote, cruelty as a means of deterrence. And she's among the House majority who won't support more funding for a wall. Lawmakers in the House will likely have to compromise with the Senate, whose majority tends to side with the president. That worries Joe Heyman, a professor of border studies at the local university.
I'm a little concerned that what we're going to get is, you know, more Border Patrol officers, which is, you know, an agency that's already overstaffed and unaccountable, and more beds for ICE.
ICE is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Interior Immigration Force. The Trump administration favors opening more detention space and extending stays for immigrants beyond what's now legally permissible. Among the weekend protesters were 53 members of a Seventh-day Adventist church in Dallas. Their pastor is Jamie Kaulisar.
Jesus was a migrant. You know, the Bible talks about he had to flee to Egypt because of danger. So how can we profess to love Jesus and what he stands for, but we show hatred towards those that are running from the same thing? So this is our faith in action.
A record number of Central American families are showing up at the southern border, many fleeing violence and extreme poverty. The Dallas congregation spent the evening sorting clothes at a local migrant shelter in El Paso and meeting with the families housed there.
We actually had a waiting list of some people who wanted to come, and so we are going to plan another trip.
The protest ended in El Paso's Chihuahuita neighborhood. From here, Mexico is just a quick sprint across the dry bed of the Rio Grande. An 18-foot steel fence has stood behind single-story adobe homes here for about a decade. Some residents say it's helped reduce crime and illegal crossings. Others, like Mariana Varela, say they barely notice a difference. People still keep crossing over, she says with a laugh. Sometimes the Border Patrol catches them, sometimes they don't. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.